We're going to do a little bit of the let's just say game before we start tonight, the penultimate episode of Helpful Snowman Podween 2017. Let's just say I had access to a place where I could be in there after dark, after things were closed, when no one else was around. And let's just say I could do that and then kind of walk you around and talk about what that was like. So let's just say that all of that was true. And let's just say that the place in question was a library. What is it about a closed place like this that makes it so scary? I mean, first things, it's dark, right? Not all the way dark, but dark. And there's definitely something to the idea of a place that's normally lit up and full of people and kind of a daytime place, right? When you're seeing it at night, when there aren't people in it, and when it's strange and different. There's something weird about you being the only thing making a sound in an otherwise quiet place, right? I mean, I can hear my voice echo while I'm recording this. There's something about the lights not being on, about it just being dark bulbs everywhere. There's something about all the corners where usually it's lit up and there's someone at a table or something like that, and now there's not. There's something about being able to look out into the dark outside, and you see the cars go by on the road, but they're kind of a ways away, right? Everything looks really different. Everything looks really strange. Everything looks very unusual. What other words could I use to mean that same thing? Unheimlich. Uncanny. I think uncanny is kind of a good word for it, though. It's kind of uncomfortable, right? It's unusual, but I think it's unusual because it's sort of like something that we're used to, sort of like something that's comfortable, sort of like something we see, but just a little bit different. There's a weird quality to the books at night, too. Something about them, they're just so, impassive. They just have such an uncaring quality. It's like, you can sort of imagine, during the day, you can sort of imagine these, worlds and lives that are happening in these books. But at night, it kind of feels to me like, I don't know, some guy just ran out and stabbed me. There'd just be all these books facing the whole thing, and they don't care. They don't know. There's nothing in them that cares. They're not alive in that way. If I have the, autobiography of Valerie Bertinelli and she's looking out at me, she doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't care. I guess maybe there's just something to the feeling of it being dark and unpopulated and all that that just feels like you're not supposed to be in that situation. I feel like most of our lives we're kind of told to, like, stay out of the dark. Try and stay in the light. Try and stay where other people are. It's safer. Be safe. Do this that's safe. Do that that's safe, right? So then when you're in these situations that feel different from what we've been doing our whole lives, different from what we're told, it feels really strange. And as you walk through a building like this, too, there are all these signs of life, right? But there are these weird signs of life where you're like, but how long has it been since someone was here? When did they do this? And why? And what's going, there's just a scrap of paper with some weird drawing on it. And you can just sort of imagine being in this, like, weird post-apocalyptic world and then just coming across something like this, right? Like, maybe that's part of it too. It just feels like this sort of, you're sort of outside the normal world. It's especially weird if you go into a children's area. You know, all these little cutout things. If you go in a story time circle, I don't know if you can hear the echo. I hope you can. I imagine you can. Look at the window. There's like dirty, greasy smears on the window. And like a little scarecrow decoration. You know, all these little touches that if you saw them in a movie, you'd be like, this is too much. But they're real. There is this one creepy clay figure that sits towards the back of the children's area that I think is genuinely creepy, regardless of whether or not we're open or closed, and I don't know what it's doing there. And it looks to me like an urn that someone would put their ashes in. You know what I mean? It's just got that, you know, that look of statues sometimes where they just look incredibly sad. Like, you're like, oh, we make statues of babies or angels that look like they've just been stabbed and just started feeling the pain of a knife entering their guts. Like, for some reason, that's the moment we capture. There's, like, the gurgling of the machines and the pipes and all that stuff. There's the HVAC that switches on and off. The bathrooms are creepy at night. Nothing like this. You walk into the bathroom, open the bathroom stall door, make sure no one else is in there. If we were doing all this hypothetical, if this, if that, it is a real horror movie moment that I go through once a week where you close the building, you walk through the bathroom, and you have to make sure there's nobody in the stalls. And you just kind of do it and then wait for the day when you're like, and someday am I going to push this stall open and come across something that I don't want to see? You know what I mean? Dead body. Monster. Someone going to attack me while I'm in here or something. There's all the little lights that are on for the different printers and flashlights. You know, just these little red eyes throughout the building. The sensors in the building that are just these, you know, lots of just little red eyes looking out everywhere. What is it about a closed building? A building after dark? What is it about that that's so scary and weird? What is it about a building at 10 p.m. that's so different than a building at 10 a.m.? Or even what's so different about a building at 1 a.m. versus 6:30 a.m.? There might not be anyone else here. It looks pretty much the same, especially in the winter. But it's not the same. It doesn't feel the same. You know, there's something that feels right about getting to work in the morning, other than the fact that that sucks. And doesn't feel right about being there at night. I think the library at night, too, is a totally underrated, creepy location. It's just a weird place to be. It feels like this is a place you're supposed to be, but not at this time. Not right now. Don't be here now. You know? There's just something off about it. Everything just feels a little off. Maybe a library feels a little bit like it's full of ghosts all the time, right? You got all these books on the shelves. I mean, a good half of them are probably written by people who are dead. But that's their thoughts, their feelings, their ideas. And they're all as immediate now as they were then. As far as when you read them, it feels like it's happening right then. And it is happening right then for you. Even if it was originally created a long time ago, that doesn't really matter, does it? I think you wouldn't even know the difference, really. I mean, a book that came out was pressed yesterday and a book that came out 100 years ago. You know, as long as that printing is new, as long as that whatever, if the language wasn't old or didn't feel particularly old, I mean, you can't tell the difference. It's really kind of the same shit. I don't know, in a way, like, the library is a little bit like walking through a graveyard sometimes. here you've got these, you know, stone monuments in the regular graveyard, and here you've got the sort of paper monuments to people's lives and what they did with their lives and all that kind of stuff. I heard someone asking the other day, you know, you find out you have 24 hours to live, what do you do? And first part of me was like, oh, well, maybe I'd try and just mad dash finish the book that I'm working on, right? And then I think, why? I just think that 12 hours into that, I'd be like, there's no point to this. I mean, no one's going to know that this happened. It just seems like a terrible idea. But I guess maybe it means something to have that tombstone for yourself, right? To know that it's not going to go unremarked. And the library is a weird graveyard, too, because it's not as permanent. Not that a regular graveyard's permanent, right? It just seems like it, because relative to our time passing, it just feels that way. But honestly, the library is kind of a... You know, in my lifetime, authors will come and go. And there are certain books that'll just be semi-popular and then fade, and maybe nobody will have them in the library, right? If it's just not a big deal. I mean, how many children's books come out every week? And how many of them don't really catch on, or, you know, are perfectly good but just don't become a big thing? And you can't all be give your mouse a cookie, right? And then those monuments just fade and disappear. But they were here. It's a little like a graveyard, except you knew there was other stuff there, and now it's gone. You knew things happened here, and now it's gone. And maybe it's a graveyard, but what makes it extra creepy is it's a combination, right? It's like a graveyard, but there's a mixture of people who are dead and people who are alive represented there. Their monuments, their slabs are both there, right side by side. It'd be sort of like if you went to a graveyard and there were graves, and in between the graves there were little houses where other people just lived. And they live, and their lives are, you know, strikingly similar to the lives of the dead people, too, as far as anyone just passing by is concerned. And you find the one you're looking for, and you either knock on the door or raise them from the dead for a little while and see what they thought about shit. Being alone in here kind of enhances all of that. It just makes you feel like the only one who knows or cares or is experiencing it. It makes it a lonely experience for you.